So, Chad, I want you to tell the story about your time with a snake, and all you had was a trash can cover. Chad, question Chad, will you please tell that story?
Okay. I love this story. All right. So the Bronx Zoo has had a long-standing reward for a snake over 25 feet. They want to have display publicly. So in Indonesia, when they catch these large pythons, they don't have, you know, cages to put them in. So some villagers caught some large snakes and put them into a boxcar, a train boxcar that was, near the village. So a friend of mine, and I went to attempt to measure these snakes, number one, and then see if they were worthy of capture for this Bronx Zoo reward. And, you know, when you jump into the top of a boxcar with just a bag to put a snake in and a trash can lid as like your, you know, Captain Marvel shield, and that's all you've got, and it's a pretty scary circumstance. And they had put a number of large snakes into this boxcar, assuming that, you know, they were large enough. So the first thing we do, we've got to poke through this pile of snakes and try to see if any of them are large enough.
What do you mean, poke through? See, I was always under the impression there was one snake in this box.
No, there were several. They caught the large snakes and put them in the box.
And they're all roughly about what size?
At least 15 plus.
You're rummaging around a box car that contains several 15-foot long plus pythons.
Correct.
Okay. Sure. Continue.
Yeah, no big deal. It's what that's what everybody does, right?
Right.
So you have a stick and you're kind of poking the snake, trying to separate them, and you want to, you know, move the smaller ones out of the way.
Yeah, move the smaller 15-foot snakes so you can get to the really big ones.
You know, and again, boxcars, there's only that little circle hole in the top where they put, like, the coal in.
Yeah.
There's no, like, door to, like, run out if things get hairy in there. And at this point, there's, like, villagers peering through the hole in the top of the boxcar, watching the great American snake hunters do their thing, you know, not realizing, I'm freaked out. I'm comfortable around reptiles, but lots of 15-foot plus snakes, that's a lot of snakes, and this is going to be very difficult to get these snakes out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So eventually we were able to separate the larger ones from the smaller ones, get some measurements on the larger ones, realizing they weren't quite as big as the villagers had claimed. But the largest one at all, we were going to take back to the farm, which was back in Jakarta. So we wrangled that snake into a large bag, had the villagers drop the rope down so we could tie it to the rope and then they could drag it out and then they could help us get out of the boxcar.
While the other snakes
are looking
at you as lunch.
Still, so it's the whole Indiana Jones Temple of Doom thing is happening with all the snakes. That's still a real thing happening. But we're still, you know, stuck in the bottom of this boxcar.
How long was the one you ended up taking out?
It was about 17, 18 feet. So, well short.
I think I'm going to vomit. I really am. I think I'm going to vomit.
Yeah. I screamed like a little girl the other day when a spider was on my shoulder.
Now, you've sent me pictures recently, DeHuff, right, of snakes around your house?
Yes.
Yeah, he'll send you a bit like, what's this?
Yes. Raj does the same thing. Whenever Raj encounters a reptile, he sends me it and says, you know, is it deadly? Is it venomous? Should I be afraid? This is by my mother-in-law's pool. What's happening here? And most of the time, it's a bull snake or some kind of rat snake. You just need to move it out so everybody can comfortably.
This makes the story even more impressive now because I thought it was just you with one snake.
No, snakes.
It's snakes.
Yes.
I don't believe it. There's no video of it.
That's right. This is just a tall tale.
No, seriously.
Tall snake tale.
Yeah. Okay, let's get Chad into a pit again so we can get it on video, and then I'll believe it.
Sure, let's just, can find a random pit of several 15-foot plus pythons in the Denver area.
Why not?
Ugh. All right.
Rooting around in a box car.
God, what the hell? Gives me chills. Man.